Welcome back to Psukei HaDaf. We are learning together Brachos Daf Chof. And the focus we're going to be doing on this Amud and this Daf is going to be the blessing of peace. It is on Chof Amud Beis. The Pasuk we're focusing on is Devarim Perik Yud, Pasuk Yud Zion. Here's how the Pasuk reads. Ki Hashem Elokeichem, Hu Elokei Elokim, V'Adonai Adonim, Hakel HaGadol HaGibor V'Hanora. Hashem is the greatest and most powerful king, awesome, fearful, feared, Asher lo yisaponim v'lo yikach shaychad. And this, he shows no favor, he takes no bribe. The Gemara explains, the most very strange Gemara, quoting Rav Avira, it says that the angels asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wait a second, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you said Asher lo yisaponim v'lo yikach shaychad. You don't take any bribes. V'alo atono seponim l'Yisrael. You take bribes, you take favors. Why? Because in the Birkas Kohanim, which the Kohanim say in Eretz Yisrael on a daily basis, which we say in the Chazaras HaShatz, in Chutz La'aretz, on a daily basis, you saw Hashem panav elecho v'yosem lecho shalom. Hashem, you'll show favor. How can you show favor? You told us you just don't show favor. So the Gemara goes on and says, you know what? Hashem answered the angels and says, you know what? I said midor raisa, that in order to say Birkas HaMazon, you need to eat and be satiated, meaning you need to eat a kebetza, not just a kezayis. But they were machmir, Bnei Yisrael were machmir, they went the extra mile to go and medaktikin al atzmon to eat a kezayis, and then they're mavarech. And because of that, I show favor to them. Strange Gemara. What does this mean? Kivyachol. What? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? Generally, I don't show favor, but they did me a favor. But what does it mean? That's still showing favor. Doesn't help anything. What, they slipped, you know, you slipped the judge under the table $20. That means he's going to show you favor? No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yisaf onim. This doesn't answer the question. What's the Gemara even talking about over here? There is the most remarkable insight that Rav Sirotzkin in his Sefer Oznaim LaTorah makes. It's the most incisive observation I've come across in years. He says the following. Let's think about this for a second. What is the bracha that's being talked about in this pasuk? Yisar Hashem ponav elecho. What's the ultimate bracha? Is peace. Yisar Hashem ponav elecho v'yosem lecho shalom. He says, what is the biggest hurdle in front of peace? Let's think about nations for a second. You have two nations, and they there's a fight which happens. What's the problem usually with peace? Well, it's our water, it's our land, it's our airspace, it's our natural resources, it's our honor, it's our statement. Meaning to say, this is where we expect, this is what we expect, and you're infringing our expectations. You're infringing what we are entitled to. Says Rav Sirotzkin, sometimes, in order to create peace, you need to be able to just lower expectations, not expect that everybody looks at you in the same way that you look at yourself. In order for there to be peace, you need to backtrack a little bit on the high expectations and ego and honor that you're deserving. That's how you get peace. If that's true about nations, then it's certainly true about individuals. How many times do we have fights with other people because we have high expectations? They trod upon my honor, they ignored me, they looked past me, they didn't mention my name when they should have mentioned my name, they should have known to imagine to mention my name. Says Rav Sirotzkin, in life, most of life, we don't get satiation. We don't get the kibbutz in life. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, you should say a bracha, you should bless Hashem when you get a kibbutz, when you get satiation. But you know what? Most of life is not satiation. Most of life, we don't get what we want. There's people who are taking it away from us. Life, just circumstances just turn out that way. If we're willing to say a bracha, even on a kezayis, even on half a meal, even on half the expectation that we're getting, then you know what? The ultimate outcome of that is the bracha of shalom, is the bracha of peace. Because peace comes when we're not expecting the full meal. It's not favor that Hashem is showing us. It is the direct outcome of our actions that we will find peace for ourselves if we're willing to say the brachas in our lives on half of the meal, because most of life is half of the meal. Meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.